Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and today's episode is the first official solo episode. I've been teasing it for the past few weeks, and I have officially decided that all news episodes will be solo episodes. I rarely check my reviews, and I went in, and there were incredibly kind, sweet messages from all of you guys saying, wow, we really like your solo episodes. Do more of them. You should do more of them. You should do more of them. And because it's so difficult to sometimes lock down guests, and my full-time job is elevated from a 40-hour-a-week job to about a 50-hour-a-week job, considering I'm home and they know I'm not doing anything else, so I'm not resentful. So I'm incredibly busy, and it's really difficult to lock people down, and I'm constantly bailing on people, and I'm turning into actually a horrific podcaster. That's besides the point. So I'm so excited to talk all about all things Bravo news this week and going forward for the foreseeable future. I also have one really cool announcement, which if you go to the link in my bio on my Instagram or the show notes here, you can have access to my merch. This amazing merch company reached out to me and we built a little store. My storefront is incredibly cute, and you can get yourself a tote bag, a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a mug. They are making masks with Bravo Happy Hour written on it, which I kind of find is a little ridiculous and kind of taking advantage of the moment, but evidently everybody else is taking advantage of this moment, so buy a mask. Actually, don't even buy the mask. Don't buy the mask. Don't. I personally like the long sleeve men's shirt. It is so cute with white and the transparent Bravo Happy Hour logo. I'm telling you, wear it everywhere. People won't know what it is, and you don't have to even explain it. Just be like, if you know, you know. And definitely support the show. It's going to have its official social media announcement on Monday, but fuck it. I wanted to tease it right now because I'm really proud of another fun, cute little endeavor that has started because of this podcast. So definitely go and buy it. I'm going to become one of those people who only wear their own merch now. I really wish I was going into an office every day because I'm pretty sure my coworkers would really appreciate just a merch-heavy wardrobe. You know, working at like a cute magazine meant I used to have to like get dressed up and put things on other than like camisoles and little biker shorts because my apartment is 650 degrees. But I would have been wearing probably, yeah, the men's long sleeve white top with like a cute little denim skirt and like a delicate little tie up pink mule, which I am going to be wearing that outfit the moment I get my merch in. So it's super affordable. And I think everything's for sale until August 4th. Clearly, I know so much about my own business and I clearly read all the emails being sent to me. But regardless, check that out. It's really cute. Everything's super affordable. And it's another way that you can help support the show. Well, starting off on sad news, Shannon Storms Bedore from the Real Housewives of Orange County recently opened up that her and her three daughters are all positive for COVID. It's really upsetting considering Shannon is one of those people who I feel like has Amazon reoccurring packages where it's like every week she gets like the three pack of Clorox wipes and she goes through all three every single week. You know, it's obviously really unfortunate that all of them are quarantining in the same house and dealing with this together, but, you know, if anybody can handle a random virus that just came onto the scene, I feel like it's Shannon Bedore. Hopefully Dr. Moon has sent her some homeopathic remedies and that her and the girls are doing okay. I don't know what's worse, COVID happening or David being a new father again. I don't know. I really, really don't know. We didn't need this COVID situation happening to this family. They've gone through enough. Shannon herself was actually quite against reopening a lot of the restaurants in Orange County. I remember like about a month ago, she was like walking outside of restaurants on Instagram being like, I cannot believe this. Rothschild's is open. I don't see 6 feet. And so she at least was on the right side of history on this one, but unfortunately ended up contracting the virus anyways, which is just horrific. This country has had over 4 million cases, so throw a mask on. Throw a Bravo Happy Hour mask on, even though 4 minutes ago I was telling you guys to not buy it because I don't want to be profiting off of this pandemic, but I don't know. I don't know anything at this point. I think the entire world is confused and just tired, simply. A lot of people on Bravo have had COVID or Corona. We have Sheree Whitfield a couple weeks ago said that she had it, Jennifer Aiden early on, and let's not forget Andy Cohen. I can't believe that kind of came and went. I remember where I was when I found out. It was so embarrassing. Damn, this COVID thing is really ruining everything. Ruining our television, ruining people's, you know, finances, health, making families not have to, forcing families to not mourn together for people who are being killed by this horrific influenza. OC girls went on a little mini cast trip, except Emily, who tested positive for the antibodies, and then Shannon, who obviously tested positive for, I guess, the full-fledged thing. I don't even know the phrases. I don't even know the words. I don't even understand testing. I'm so dumb. Ugh. I just sit inside all day long and watch TV, and I think that is my way I'm giving back and saving lives. By the way, this is a morning episode, so you might hear the clanging of ice in my iced coffee. I do 3 shots of espresso, a little oat milk, and 400 ice cubes. Just a great pro tip to get you jazzed up for the workday. Since production has been stalled on a lot of shows, we've been noticing that new shows are coming out and that Bravo's going to actually have to pivot because a lot of their shows don't have footage and episodes available by the time that they're normally supposed to be airing. I was talking about a couple weeks ago that I was hoping that Salt Lake City Housewives were going to be coming out a little earlier, potentially to combat some of this lack of content that will be on Bravo. And rumor has it that it's coming back on November, not coming back, that it's coming onto our screens and into our lives on November 10th. So hopefully that's happening. There's been conflicting reports, but there always is. And I'm just excited. Let's get this show out. Let's get us a new crop of ladies. Let's let OC go and bring Salt Lake City in. I'm excited for a new area. And also, one thing I do love about the Housewives shows is that they really do expose you to just so many different parts of the country and parts of the world. I don't really know anything about Salt Lake City. I've never been there, so I'm excited to see what the culture is like, how beautiful it is, and then, you know, probably 15 minutes into the first episode, I'm going to be booking a ski trip. I don't know. I'm a sucker like that, but that's what network television does. We are being blessed this upcoming week with the premiere of season 5 of Real Housewives of Potomac, and in that we have Candace Dillard, who, again, if you guys didn't go back and listen to my Mommy Dearest episode with Kara and Monty, came out this past Tuesday. It was so good. We talk about Candace and her mom Dorothy and their strange, strange, strange relationship. And as much as I got like the puberty voice coming in. As much as Candace is ridiculous, I do think a lot of her reads are appropriate. So this past week, she got into a quote-unquote fight with Kanye West, which I love celebrity fights that are completely one-sided. Candace went onto Twitter, I believe, or Instagram, and made this video saying how ridiculous his campaign rally was when last week he was going to be president. This week he needs to go to a mental hospital. I don't know. Kanye West is all over the place, and I'm not shaming a bipolar person. I unfortunately had to date a guy with bipolar disorder, and it was really, really difficult. So I understand Kim's plight right now, but I also didn't have four kids with the guy and could moonwalk the fuck out of that relationship. So I believe she was saying something along the lines of, you know, voting for him is a, you know, vote for Trump, and how, I mean, this rally was ridiculous. He was screaming about how North was supposed to be aborted and that he saved her life and all of this disgusting stuff. And he is just so lost right now. And it's clear that no one really can rein him in, and nor really should anybody have to. He's a grown man. You know, when you marry someone, it's not your job to change this person. And Kanye's always kind of been flying off the handle. Now it's just more like Jesus-based and Trump-based, which is incredibly hard to swallow, considering he was one of my favorite artists for a very, very long time and has really opened up a lot of conversations in this country. George Bush doesn't care about black people. That was kind of major. So Kanye has given us not only like great cultural moments, but great music. But you know what? I always thought he did Taylor Swift dirty when he went up on the stage at the VMAs or the MTV Music Awards or whatever and was fighting for Beyonce to win. I thought that was incredibly cruel to a, I think she was like under 18, which is pretty disgusting. So Candace obviously faced a lot of criticism for the way that she was accusing Kim of not caring about her husband and not stepping in to, you know, make him stop, which, like, again, he's a grown man. And as we've seen in their relationship, Kanye West is, like, protesting in Chicago, in Wyoming, back in Calabasas. Like, now he's probably, like, in Kris Jenner's basement somewhere, like, not able to move. Like, he did say, like, he was the star of Get Out and that movie was based around him, and I am not surprised as I just turn my spoon in my tea or my coffee. Reference to the movie, go and watch it. It's an incredible film. So Candace ended up having to apologize to the internet. Like, Kim didn't address this. No one addressed this with her, but she issued an apology saying, you know, there are many theories surrounding the chain of events around Ye. Also, I love how she's calling him Ye. I only care that he's being looked after. My frustration was born out of what looked like abandonment. If people say they're taking care of him, then they must care, and I must correct myself. I hope the action can be swift and successful. Bipolar disorder takes a toll on the entire family. It's not like cancer. You can't see the tumor on a scan. Sometimes you don't know which version of your loved one you're getting. I get it. I hope this healing can be productive and private. Then she follows up and saying, my anger and frustration was geared solely towards what looked like abandonment. It looks like no one was protecting him and the other people who were supposed to protect him. They were not there for him. That's what this looks like. I'm just so confused. What does she mean by it looks like no one was protecting him and the people who were supposed to protect him, they were not there for him? Well, frankly, if my husband was screaming to the heavens that my daughter was going to be aborted and all of these disgusting things and all these claims, and also spending his time and money hosting rallies in the middle of a pandemic for a presidential campaign that is not happening, yeah, I would probably be like, bro, you do you. I'm gonna stay here with our beautiful kids and stay safe and stay healthy. You do you, because clearly you don't care about what the family wants. And of course, he is like under the spell of the Kardashians. And let's look at all the men in that track record. You know, Lamar Odom tried to kill himself in a bunny ranch. Like, let's not forget, he tried to remove himself from the earth. Scott Disick, poor man, has spent years dealing with substance abuse issues and mental health issues after the death of his parents, and he really became ingrained in the Kardashian-Jenner family. Like, all of these men have been silenced, and Kanye is just one of them. And I think it's unfortunate because, I mean, and also, wait, before I even get into more Kanye, fucking Bruce Jenner, who spent 25 whatever years of his life with Kris Jenner not being able to be himself, which, of course, like, being transgender is a lot different than, like, being mentally unstable, but still, like, not being able to ever tell your wife or tell your family this, like, very, very deeply rooted pain that you're going through is really difficult. And even if he did go to Kris, which, like, TBH, he probably did, because if your husband's throwing on lipstick and putting on your dresses, you might start picking things up. You might start picking up pieces of, what's he wearing? And why is that? And why is this? And why is this? And just go back to watch the Kardashians. And you could see that poor man is struggling. There was one scene where Khloe was begging him to cut his ponytail off. And now, hindsight, you just look and you're like, oh my God, all he wanted was like beautiful long hair to emulate a woman. And just, it hurts me. So Candace ended up apologizing, whatever. Let's not put him on the ballot, people. I know he, like, hasn't even done any of the proper paperwork, but his campaign rally in North Carolina or South Carolina, wherever he was, like, literally had less people than a Bravo happy hour meetup, which will be happening again when New York City opens back up. So put it on your calendars for 2021 at this point. So, you know, also, like, half the people at that rally looked like they weren't even voting age. It was, like, a bunch of, like, hype boys, like, who just, like, went to their junior prom the week before and were like, oh my god, Kanye's in town. So embarrassing. And to make things even more embarrassing, he listed, he is an independent, obviously not a Republican or a Democrat, maybe. He listed his party as the birthday party. So that obviously can't be formally recognized considering it is not a political party. So he is such a fool, but I thought it was funny that Candace, like, got herself in this situation where then she's apologizing to fans more so than apologizing to, like, Kim or Kanye. Like, both of them are definitely not sitting at home being really upset about what Candace Dillard has to say. Speaking of other incredible musicians of this generation, Monique Samuels, aka Hazel, came out with a new song last week. She came onto the show as obviously a mom, a wife, and DL, a rapper. And she came out with a new song called Drag Queens, which was definitely a little puzzling in the beginning considering she's like a cis woman and not a drag queen. She faced a lot of backlash because of that specifically, but she said how she sang the song. She ran the song by a transgender Beyonce impersonator named Riley Knox. And she said once she got her feedback, she knew she wouldn't be stepping on anybody's toes or coming for an entire community that she is actually not a part of. With that being said, I'm not saying that Monique Samuels is the first person who has, you know, used the LGBT community for their own benefit. Madonna, anybody, Voguing, which was taken directly from Drag Balls, ended up becoming, like, the dance of the 90s thanks to a white Italian. And Lady Gaga coming out with a song called Born This Way, which is all about, like, coming out. And, like, don't get me wrong, I sing that song at least 3 times a week, but still, like, it's a gay anthem sang by a straight woman, which, so the song is actually really, really good. I will give it some listens, but at least she has a history of rapping, and that's kind of been her thing for a while, rather than NeNe, who came out with a song a couple months ago, which I actually forgot the name of it, but it's like, come on and come on and come on. That's all I really remember. But that one's, like, not one that's, like, thrown onto the workout playlist, but Drag Queens might be put into it. So make sure you go and download that if you want some new music in your life. But Monique, I definitely think, is probably trying to figure out her footing. She has 3 kids now, and we saw a little bit in the teaser that her husband, Chris, who is, I think, my dream house husband, he's amazing, despite what I'm about to just say, starts to bring up, like, you can't be working so much unless you get the money to pay for someone to watch the kids. So it's going to be more of that kind of conversation, which is really difficult. So many relationships are built on the man going to work and the woman staying at home. And once that woman starts working and developing into who she is professionally and personally, men get scared. And they said, wait, I didn't sign up for this. I signed up for dinner every night and the kids to be bathed by 7 p.m. and in bed by 7:30. And she's been on the show for, I think, 3 seasons at this point. So people really know who she is. And she has opportunities outside of the home. And that can be intimidating for a lot of men. And at least Chris is really secure in himself, and you could definitely see that. Like, he and Monique have definitely saved their pennies and bought all these homes and have really, I think, set themselves up for a really good future, whereas a lot of ex-pro athletes buy Maseratis and buy these fancy cars and live this life that is just not really realistic for the long term. And I do think that they've set themselves up to be successful for the long term. And I think that's probably maybe why there's a lot of stability between them, because obviously money issues cause huge issues in relationships. We see it with Juan and Robin on this very same show, where he was a successful athlete. She didn't work. All they did was travel and spend money, which, like, sounds really fun. But, you know, when he's out of the NBA, then what? And when Robin gives all of her money to a random friend who ends up stealing all your money, then killing himself because he can't deal with the shame of losing all his friend's money, then you're kind of left with nothing, and you kind of have to, like, pick up the pieces. And then you're also still, like, living with this mental feeling that you should be wealthy, that you should still be living the life that you once lived. So that emotional baggage that comes from once being rich is probably incredibly difficult. Luckily, I've been middle class forever. And, you know, maybe unless this, if my merch blows up, maybe I'll go into upper middle class. So buy my merch, listen to my show, stream it 7,000 hours a day, and maybe I will one day make a lot of money and then lose a lot of money and then know what it feels like to be poor. These morning shows are ridiculous. I'm running on coffee. I don't even have a lot of oat milk in this one, so it's mainly just 3 shots of espresso, so my eyes are going to fucking bulge out of my head very soon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, drink break. So, Real Housewives of Atlanta also has some fun news. We have some newbies on the horizon. Rumor has it that we have Drew Sidora, last name TBD, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, who is a Chicago native and an actress who is friends with Eva Marcel. They were in a film together forever ago. She also was in That's So Raven, The Game, Hindsight, Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, and her latest film, Influence, was released this February. And she's supposedly coming onto the show. Love it. Don't really know anything about her, and I've never heard of her before, but open to a new possibility of having a new actress on the show. And then we have LaToya Ali, I don't know. Again, she is friends with Candy Burris. They've been taking some photos together recently. And she has a very successful YouTube channel called LaToya Forever. She's a Canadian influencer with over 1.4 million subscribers on the channel. Talks about like lifestyle, fashion, does funny challenges and mommy videos. What can't she do? Clearly she's figured out YouTube. I might need to go online and watch some LaToya Ali videos. Maybe I can kind of turn Bravo Happy Hour into more of like a Canadian lifestyle brand. I'm trying to see what will stick. Throwing everything at the wall. What will stick? I'm excited for newbies. I say, hey, bring them on. Eva's gone. I definitely think Cynthia's probably gone. Nene, I definitely think, is still in the picture, even though every week there's a new report. Nene's off the show. Nene's off the show. Nene's probably still on the show. I can't really see them not having her on, especially after Monique a couple weeks ago. Not Monique Samuels, Monique the actress and comedian who was screwed over by Netflix, came out with like a video statement being like, I am not coming on the show. I could never take Nene Leakes' place. She is Atlanta, which she kind of is. And I'm actually doing a really fun deep dive with Troy McKeithy on Lisa Lou Hartwell and her husband, whose name is escaping me right now, but we're doing a play on his Dunzo podcast, which is all about reality TV couples who have broken up. So tune into that. I think that'll be out in a couple weeks. And also, just a side note, if you guys have any crazy, weird ideas for bonus episodes, please reach out to me because I have been in a little bit of a rut thinking of good ideas. I have great ideas, but oftentimes they take like months of planning or are expensive or make me have to read a fucking book, which is a little much. So let me know if you guys have any good ideas or any deep dives you want me to go on or One Season Wonders you want me to recap. I think I'm going to do Princesses Long Island soon. It might be a little too close to home, considering I am from Long Island. I wouldn't say I'm a princess. I would say I'm like, what's less than a princess? I'm like, would I be a countess? Uh-oh. The countesses of Long Island? I'll take it. Speaking of Long Island, we have a confirmation that the ladies from Roni are going to be filming their season, what is it, 13, 14, I don't know, season whatever, reunion out on Long Island on August 5th. Does anyone want to go out there and tailgate? Like, I feel like I can find the studio somehow. August 5th, I have like 6 days to find out the exact location of it. We can go, we can hang out in the parking lot, we can bring signs. And I feel like Sonia might actually like hang out and eat a burger with us. I don't know if she's doing her vegan thing anymore, but we'll see. It's also been confirmed that Tinsley Mortimer will be at the reunion. People have been hitting me up saying they've spotted her on the Upper West Side with Strawberry and Shortcake. Cute little names for cute little dogs. She's also doing PETA ads, and there's like billboards of her being like, adopt, don't shop, which is very cute. And also like, are those dogs adopted? Because they're so goddamn cute. I'm not really a dog person, but I would get a dog that, I would adopt a dog if it looked like Strawberry and or Shortcake. Also, I had a friend who hit me up saying she saw Scott in the park walking the dogs and he was talking to himself, which is kind of difficult these days because is he wearing a secret AirPod? I don't know, but she said he was talking to himself and I need to know more about that. We need to know what's going on in Scott's head right now. I'm excited Tinsley will be at the reunion because I miss her. I miss little Tins. And we also have all the other ladies confirmed going. It's nice that actually all of this stuff hasn't been filmed yet because I think we'll get a really good read from Andy on Ramona and how she's been handling her traveling throughout these unprecedented times. We'll definitely have conversations with Leah about her current sobriety, which super proud of her for. And then I'm trying to think who else is on the cast. We have Sonia, who hasn't been doing anything too fucked up lately. Who else? We have Lou, who sold her house upstate, which I love the area of Kingston where her home is. There's a great wine bar called Brunette, if anybody is up in those parts anytime soon. I'm not sure if it's open anytime, but great little wine bar. And I always look for homes up there because I just like wish of having a family and a husband. So, and I just like love real estate. And I just was like looking at real estate up there and I was just like scrolling. And then I clicked on her house, not knowing it was her home. And as I was going, I was like, look at this circle house. This is so cool. And then it dawned on me that I'm actually looking at the Countess's abode. And that was really cool. And I know a really riveting story for all of you listeners out there who care so much about what I do on Zillow at 11:30 p.m. when I can't sleep. They did say that they will be following CDC guidelines such as a limited crew and mandatory face masks. And I'm assuming they could probably spread out the ladies on couches too. And so it should be interesting to see how this setup is. But I'm also excited to like be moving on from the Zoom unions. I think they are a teensy bit played out. If you watch the Shaw's reunion, that was a dumpster fire. And I just am excited to get back to a little bit of normalcy on these shows. And at my job, we're actually starting to do productions again too. And the rules and regulations around what we can and can't do and how we now will be handling productions is incredibly, incredibly sensitive, and there are so many moving pieces, and so I applaud the Roni team for getting this all done in the next 6 days. Every single thing now needs to be looked under a microscope, whether it's like the craft services guy, the craft services table won't exist, you know, coffee and water bottles, you can't have like exposed cups, like everything will need to be resealable, and it's just gonna be a fucking mess. And I think unfortunately, like, that is how things will be for, I guess, the foreseeable future. And that is why everybody should be wearing masks and washing their face and just staying home if you can, hanging with the friends, hanging with the fam, you know, do dinner parties in the house, don't go to bars. Like, I'm in Brooklyn and they have some of these cute little outdoor restaurants that, like, you know, 6 months ago I would have been like, strap me down, give me a $47 martini and I'll have fun all night long. $600 later, but now it's just like not even really something I am interested in doing. One, because I'm saving so much money by not going out. So I think like even post all of this, I feel like I'm going to be tamed a little bit, which kind of honestly needed to happen. So this was a fun little reality check. But just stay in if you can. And it's hard. Of course, like who the fuck wants to stay inside? Like I'm stuck trapped in a tiny studio apartment that's 450 degrees every single day working nonstop. And then it's like you go outside and you're wearing a mask and you're like trapped in your own like like breath hell. And like, I brush my teeth, I wash my masks, I floss, I do mouthwash. I'm like, why does it smell like a fucking casket in here? This is horrible. I really just gave you guys a real insight on what's going on in the inside of my mouth, but I have beautiful teeth. Many dentists have said so. We also have rumor that there's going to be a new housewife of New York. Her name is Alicia Quarles. She is a host on E! News and a correspondent for Daily Mail TV. She also is a fixture on the Manhattan social and fashion scene. She's a mom. She worked at the Associated Press as the global entertainment and lifestyles editor and oversaw, who cares, a group of over 60 people. She went to USC, so maybe she knows Shanna Bedour. And she grew up in journalism, so it makes sense that this is an industry that she would get into. She is also an African-American woman. And so this would mark the first non-white on Roni. We had the arc of Luann being Native American, but obviously said she was Indian and then started doing like ridiculous gestures and sounds regarding her heritage. Not gonna do it here. Not gonna get canceled on behalf of Luann. I cannot have that for my career. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's not confirmed yet, so there's really nothing more to say, but bring it on. Bring us some fresh meat. She's definitely younger than Sonia Ramona, that squad. So I think it would be great for Leah to have an ally and also someone who's like not completely whitewashed. I really did like that Leah just kept shitting on like the all-white old people parties that Ramona kept bringing them to. But what do we expect, people? Ramona was saying at that dinner that she couldn't online date because she was in the 1%, which like isn't wrong. Like, she is in the 1%. We can't forget that. Like, she bought a mansion before she was 30 out in the Hamptons. Like, that's an incredible milestone for any person, man, woman, anybody. And she is like on another level of like money. And she's also not wrong that a lot of men are incredibly threatened by women with jobs and careers and passions and goals outside of sucking their man's dick and like watching the kids all day, which, like, you know, those are probably really fun things sometimes, but also it's important that women feel confident and want to pursue careers. Like, that's obviously very important. Who around the world? Ramona. So yeah, I say bring it on. I'm excited to see if this actually plays out because, yeah, who knows? Who knows if she will, hopefully this plays out. I'm excited for a potentially new housewife and bring some change. I like a little cast shakeup. I think 2 years ago it was like the golden crew where we had Bethany and we had Tins, but without Tinsley, I feel like there's like a softness missing. And I think a new girl, Alicia, probably would be great. Leah came in with a very certain edge and they kept saying like Leah's a mini Dorinda. And, like, a bad bitch and a badass and a badass. Like, Leah has a certain je ne sais quoi when it comes to being perfect for reality television. But that, like, also is a lot to handle. And who knows what she'll be like next season if she's not drinking. She might be, like, more of a voice of reason. So, we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, Lisa is not coming back. She made a comment this week on Twitter saying she will not come back because her and Ramona cannot work together. So it's sad that their friendship had to end, but Ramona is a jealous, jealous woman and definitely did not want to have Elise on the show as like her. She definitely didn't think that Elise was going to be shepherded into the show and like have like testimonials and like actually be given a platform. So I think once that started becoming a reality for her, she was like, well, you are not my friend. I'm unfollowing you and you can go behind all my 51 other friends, and you can be my last friend. And poor Elise will just deal with it, you know? She's like, okay, whatever, I'll be your shitty friend forever. That's nice. Staying kind of local, Real Housewives of New Jersey couple Melissa and Joe Gorga are selling their mansion. They put it on the market for $3.5 million back in 2017, and this past couple weeks, they put it back on the market for $2.95 million. And they've done some updates. This is a 9,000 square foot property. I think my studio that I'm in right now is probably 400 square feet. Yeah, and it gets the job done. Granted, I'm just one little me, so it's not like I have like three little brat kids, but still. So this home is a private estate on 2 acres. Oh my God, only 2 acres? Oh, 2 acres of landscaped grounds. Okay. I was like, 2 acres for $3.5 million or 2.95? It seems a little ridiculous. 6 bedrooms, 7 baths, 1 half bath, stone patio, pool area with entertaining and outdoor kitchen. Oh, I would do anything for an outdoor kitchen. My second cousins had an outdoor kitchen and they were so cool. It was really nice to be able to have parties out there. There's a movie theater, recording studio. Like, I would pay $2.95 million just to be in the place where On Display was recorded. Yeah, I think that's definitely worth it. I wonder if they put that, like, in the Zillow link on the bottom where it's like, this is the location in which the top dance track of 2015 was recorded. Please don't forget about that bop. There's a massive gym, a pool table room, huge wine cellar, glam room. I like how people have now moved into having specific glam areas, which I agree, because I am a clean organizational freak. And so sometimes I see housewives, Kyle Richards specifically, who have these bathrooms and the counter space is just full of makeup and brushes. And I think, like, what a germ infestation of disgusting cake that you're putting on your face. Ugh, like, I love makeup. I love looking at makeup. But Kim Kardashian really did the right thing when she created, like, the Lucite little drawer thing in her bathrooms where she put, like, lipsticks, eyeshadows, whatever. That is some beautiful organizational work. Great job, Kim. Please give a masterclass to people on this network on how to organize your makeup better. But yeah, glam room. Bethany also had one of those too. Bethany had like the lights around the mirror that made her look like it's showtime, baby. We also saw their house a couple of times on the show with like the quote unquote marble and onyx like bathroom fixtures, but like you really just like peel it off and there's wood underneath. I feel like there's a lot of wood underneath surfaces in this part, this house. Definitely. I don't know where they'll move. They've definitely teased that they would potentially want to move to California, but I really can't see that. And I don't know. They've teased that they want to move to California. I think one thing that was really holding them to New Jersey were Joe's parents, who unfortunately have both passed away at this point. And Melissa's father is also deceased. And they just have her mom out there. But her mom is really young. And so it seems like her mom would be able to like travel back and forth between the East Coast and the West Coast if they did theoretically move to Cali, but who knows where their next step is. I have a feeling they probably might just like buy Teresa's house just to help out. Can you imagine Melissa's like, you know what we did because we really care about Teresa? We moved into her house and we're paying her mortgage and now she's paying us rent every month because we're a good family. We're good people. We're good to each other. Stupid. Also, a lot of ladies from New Jersey are getting like full-on body lifts. Like, I say body lifts because it's like more than a facelift, it's a full body lift. Dolores has a new body, and I believe Margaret also does. They've been going down to Maryland for this plastic surgeon, Dr. Joseph Michaels, and they've been, I don't know, getting nipped and tucked in all of the places. And I mean, good for them, do you? They all look beautiful, but Dolores, you have like a perfect specimen of a body. I really don't think doing interstate travel during the middle of a pandemic to get all your fat sucked out seems really necessary, but actually there has been a massive rise in plastic surgery during this time because people feel as if they can like sit at home and heal without people knowing. It's like, honey, when you leave quarantine, you have a new nose and 70 pounds off your stomach, people might be like, unless you were doing 4 days a week of Pilates and eating a whole 30 diet for the past 7 months, this transformation is not realistic without a doctor doing it. But do whatever you want. I do know that she, I think, has a new belly button, which is very Tamra Judge-esque. So gross. We also have Teresa Giudice's daughter who recently got a nose job. Teresa went and talked to the press saying, you know, she's above 18. She's above 21. She could do whatever the hell she wants. Actually, I don't know if she's above 21. I don't know. She could do whatever she wants with her body. And at this point, she wasn't able to. And she said, you know, she wasn't able to do it when she was a kid because she was a child and still growing. But now she's an adult. She's in college. And if she wants a nose job to make her feel more confident, then she absolutely can get one. And she looks just like Naomi from Southern charm. They have that quintessential nose job nose, which, hey, I grew up on Long Island, so every 16th birthday for everybody I know who had, like, a dollar to their name had a new nose, like, 3 weeks later, and unfortunately, I have the same nose I was born with, but I think it's a cute nose, so I'll take it. She also does have a hot boyfriend, so evidently that nose has gotten her some hot dick, so that's so gross. Speaking of daughters' noses, Melissa Gorga actually has been spotted photoshopping her own daughter's nose. Melissa photoshops every photo that she's in. I should say Facetune. That's more 2020, but... And also, Photoshop is, like, incredibly difficult to use, so I don't think Melissa's using it. But she's been Facetuning her own daughter's nose, and that's unfortunate. You know, you don't need to make your daughter feel as if she's not perfect exactly the way that she is. And if your mom is Photoshopping photos of you, how are you supposed to feel about yourself? It's sad. It's really sad. We also have one other little Jersey child update. Jacqueline Lurita's daughter, Ashley Holmes, recently decided to divorce her husband, Pete Malio. I believe they were together for like 3 years. They have a kid together. The kid is so cute, and his name is Cameron, which I love little boys named Cameron, and I also love little girls named Cameron. But they decided to get divorced, which is really sad. I think the quarantine has done a number on a lot of relationships. I can't even imagine being so close to someone for so long. It would be so freaking annoying. Like, I've just got my podcast and a Seamless account, and that's all I really have in this quarantine, and neither can really fuck me over, so I think the quarantine has really fucked a lot of relationships over, and it's sad because I have a young kid, and hopefully they can kind of reconcile if hopefully he's, like, not a total jerk off. Ashley did change her name from Ashley, spelled classically, to A-S-H-L-E-E. So that's always a huge red flag for, like, mental stability, if you ask me. We also have one little thing, which I wanted to bring up, which is Teresa Giudice on Cameo. There's a few that I think people are trolling her at this point, which, like, duh, because she could barely read, like, the messages that she's supposed to be saying, let alone, like, then read them back. She had one that I really liked, and it said, "Hi Jessica, this is booked by your best friend Rachel. She told me she just had sex with your fiance's brother that had chlamydia, and the family knows that he had it, and it's starting to look suspicious. They want me to tell you what I would do if I were in your shoes." She goes, "First of all, I would go to the doctor, get medication, and get myself good, and I think I would stay away from that family." Like, what are people making Teresa say on Cameo? Like, how much is she? Because Teresa... Cameo is really the gift that keeps on giving at this point. How much? $200. Wow, 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 wow. That's a lot of money for a troll. That's a lot of money for a troll. But if I had the money, I would do it. There's another one that says, "Happy birthday. I hope you have the best birthday ever. And I want to remind you that men ain't shit. This is booked from all your hosts, so don't be a prostitute. And if you want to be a prostitute, that's okay. And if you want to get engaged 19 times, that's okay too. So thanks so much for being a positive influence on the sex industry. I love that for us." On that note, ending on the sex industry note, thank you so much for listening to my first official solo episode of Bravo Happy Hour. Thank you so much for listening, supporting the show, and supporting me, frankly, because this is my show and it's like my little baby. So be sure to go check out my merch, and if you liked the show and all of the others, be sure to go to Apple Podcasts, leave me a nice little review. It means the world to me, and it means everything to the people who pay me to do this show. Thank you so much for listening. Buy the merch, do all of the things, and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.